Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 8:34. I'm Mike Durler with you, and joining me in the studio this morning, and we say good morning to Claudia Loya, president of the board of Alamogordo Main Street. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am great. Glad to have you with us this morning and stuff.
Thank you.
And then, of course, Nolan Ojeda, the muscle behind Alamogordo Main Street, Nolan Ojeda. Good morning,
good
Nolan.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. Glad to have you in here with us. I always have a ball when I go down and cover those Alamogordo Main Street events. I'm up and down all over that thing. It's like a racetrack for me.
So
it's a good time and stuff. Nolan, go ahead and fill us in for our listeners. You haven't been on with us a lot, so, and they probably know about it, but let's go ahead and reinforce, what is Alamogordo Main Street?
Sure. So we are a nonprofit 501c3, and our entire mission is to revitalize the downtown area for Alamogordo. So our district, you know, a lot of our focus goes on our New York Avenue because those are where our historic buildings are. That's where a lot of our shopping's located. But our district actually spans a little bit further than that. You can go to our website, alamogordomainstreet.org, and you can see actually the real boundaries for the district. So that's our entire goal. We're a grassroots organization, so we're funded primarily through grants and fundraising. And we rely heavily on volunteers. I'm the only staff for the organization, so I've got 9 board members, and they're all volunteers from the community. And it's a heck of a ride, I'll tell you that.
I bet it is. Claudia, did he get it right?
Yes, he did.
All right, good deal. Claudia, as president of the board, what are some of your responsibilities and duties with Alamogordo Main Street?
Keep him in line.
Keep him. I love that. All right. That sounds good. You give me those short answers. That sounds great. You know, Alamogordo Main Street, they just do so much downtown. I've been down on a couple of those events, going from one end of New York Avenue to the other.
Yep.
I think Christmas on Main Street was the last one I did.
Yeah.
I'm cleared down there by where Santa was on, I think, 8th Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And I was clear down to the Flickinger Center, where they had the Grinch and other stuff, you know. So interviewing people all along the way, Miss New Mexico, Miss Outstanding Teen New Mexico, all that stuff. Had a car show down there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Immaculate Car Club.
Yeah. I talked to my buddies from there and stuff, you know. So I was just, when that night got over with, I was tired.
Oh, yeah. Those days, I usually clock about 17 miles from going up and down those few blocks.
And I never ran across you. So. But those are always great events. The community, the New York Avenue businesses really get in behind this, don't they?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you have some businesses that come outside of that area to help out with hay rides and stuff.
Yep.
Our friends out there at, I just went blank on it.
Roadrunner. Are you talking about the Roadrunner tractor hay rides that they gave us?
I'll think of that name of that business here in a minute.
Neodorf?
Neudorf. Those guys were great.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the hay rides and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So we'll love seeing people come together on those events down in New York. And those are your major fundraisers, right?
For now, So they have been in the past. So we did Rockabilly Atomicon and Christmas this last year. And each of them, I would guess, I estimate anywhere between 4,500 to 5,000 people came to those events, each one. So I mean, that's like almost a 15,000 person, you know, across all three. That's pretty insane when you think about it. When our population is, what, like 32,000 or something?
Like that. Well, you know, I think what I was impressed with, if I'd have to say if any event had more, it was the Alamogordo Christmas downtown, because, man, that place was packed.
Yeah, even with the rain.
Yeah, even with the rain that day. Yeah, you're right and stuff, you know. So, but Well, Claudia, you said as president of the board, there's a lot of things going on. Talk to us about some of the stuff that's coming up with Alamogordo Main Street.
Of course. So we have a lot of projects, but yeah. Some of them could be a little bit of a long project.
Yeah.
But the ones that are coming up and the fun ones definitely are the Downtown Nights, which are every first Friday. Mm-hmm. They're the farmers market is coming back to downtown area.
Fantastic.
Yes. They're coming back. The Alamogordo Farmers Market is coming back in June.
Okay.
And as of right now, they're going from June to October.
Okay.
And then in the summer, we are going to have Crazy Days. A lot of you folks remember those ones from back in the day. Uh-huh. That's going to be May 6th. And then May 13th is the Downtown Vintage Carnival that is going to happen. In conjunction with Blush Beauty Bar. They're going to have their succulent bar, and also Tularosa Basin Historical Society is going to have a 125-year celebration for the anniversary of Alamogordo.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's May 13th. So the whole block is going to be celebrating
something. One big party.
That sounds great. The Tularosa Historical Society, with that museum and that iconic adobe building there.
Yeah.
That thing's been a hotel, gas station kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, long before I got here. And, you know, so, but it is an iconic building. Is that falls under the Alamogordo Main Street area there?
No? Yes, that is within the district. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which we're so glad.
Man, what, if there's a building in this town that shows the history of the Tularosa Basin in Alamogordo.
Yeah.
It is that building.
Yes.
I mean, I look back in the history of Alamogordo, and there's a lot of shots at 10th and Main Street, and that building has been there as almost everything.
Yep. Yes.
A motor court, gas station, service station.
Yep.
And now a museum and stuff. And great to see that old building revitalized. Beautiful building.
Oh, yeah. And the Lewandowskis do phenomenal work saving old buildings.
Yeah.
They are really talented at that, you know.
You know, and I think that's important. And, you know, and the other rich thing on Alamogordo's Main Street is right there at 10th and Main Street, those... that dome.
The Avis building Onion Dome building.
The Onion Dome building. Yeah.
Yeah, that building's really interesting. The architect that designed that one, he actually went on to design several buildings, several in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, actually. Mm-hmm. He became a fairly well-known architect in New Mexico, and none of his buildings look anything like ours.
Yeah.
Ours is the only one that has that weird Russian dome thing on it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Actually, I thought you guys stole a corner off the Taj Mahal and stuff. You know, so, but it is fantastic. When I was studying Alamogordo, that's where they had all the parades was on New York Avenue.
Yep.
And there was a lot of military parades, Veterans Day parades and stuff like that on New York Avenue is where that all happened.
Yep.
And now everything's on 10th Street.
Yep.
So, you know, but parades got bigger. So,
right. Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, we've actually been working with the Center of Commerce to extend the parade to actually come back down New York to try to kind of bring back some of that history of it coming down New York.
Sweet.
And see, you know, there's a lot of logistics that go into it, but seeing how to reroute the parade route so that it actually continues down New York Ave and then ends a little ways down the road. So,
there were seen that there's enough parking lots up there and side streets to actually line the parade up, come off of New York Avenue and then head up the mountain, you know, or head up 10th Street.
Yeah.
But they can start up on Oregon, come down, turn on New York Street, and there's still a lot of side streets in there that they can tear apart on and disband from and stuff. So
yeah,
that'd be so cool, because actually I'd almost rather be on New York Avenue covering that parade than on 10th Street.
Oh yeah.
You know, so. But that is fantastic. Well, how am I doing sticking to the guide there?
You're doing great.
All right. So what's up next?
So up next, Claudia is our, she actually has a background in event planning, so she's always got the pulse on the events.
But
I'm more the project management side, you know. I love the things most folks find boring, so it kind of works out. But so I like to do the logistical side of things, and so we have a giant construction project coming up, and so there's been a lot of behind the scenes work that most folks don't actually know has been happening because you can't see it out on the street yet. But we have two blocks, so the 900 and 800 block of New York Avenue are getting totally redone. So we were able to go to the state and request capital outlay funding. We were awarded $1.9 million.
Wow.
It'll go to the city. We won't actually touch any of the funds, but they're going to be redoing the sidewalks. We're going to get more trees. We're going to get a new irrigation system, new main water line, new sewer lines, benches, light posts. Like we're even getting these neat little pylons that kind of take a nod to some of our important things around here, you know, some of our native history, some of our a lot of our military history, stuff like that. And so we're really excited. It's a huge project. And so what we've been doing is working with a couple contractors to come up with a construction mitigation plan. And we're actually going to rebrand it from the Great Blocks to Main Street Makeover. And so what we're hoping to do is, you know, while we're working on the street, let's see if we can't fix up the facades of some of the historic buildings along the street, too. So that's what we've been working on, fundraising like crazy for that, trying to get some money in, talking to the business owners and the property owners and stuff. So we've been really, really busy just getting ready for that. That looks like it'll break ground late summer, so July or August right now. Obviously, dates are always in flux. But yeah, so we're trying to get ahead of that because the street will be closed during construction, but our businesses will be open. So, you know, we want to make sure that we keep those businesses going during construction.
When you talk about the facades on the building, are we looking at keeping them original and redoing them, or are we going to change them to more modern?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, so,
how dare you ask that question?
Yeah. No. We try to, one of our core values is historic preservation is Alamogordo Main Street.
Right.
And we actually, because we have our Main Street program, we have a historical architect through the state that we can ask to come in and help us for free. So he's a part of our everything. Mm-hmm. Of course, the building owner gets to decide ultimately what happens to their building. Right. So, but he comes in and he makes recommendations based on when it was built, the style it was built in, and all of that stuff to say, you know, here's how you really keep to the heart and the feel of what that building would have originally been. Wow. And then the building owner can say yes to different color palettes or whatever it is. Our first focus, though, is to get those awnings fixed. Let's get rid of all those blank awning frames, and let's get some real awnings on those buildings. Yeah, you know, that'd make a huge difference alone, just even doing that. Sure. So,
Claudia, you're going to love this one after that comment that I made. So back where I'm from, Great Bend, Kansas, Main Street is a major U.S. highway. 281 goes right through Great Bend, Kansas. And so the beautification committee there went through and they got the businesses on board. They went in and put modern facades on all the buildings. Well, one of the buildings had a problem and they had to go back in and they had to fix some stuff. So they had to take the facade off. And the guy said, "Why did you cover that up?" So they started looking at what all this is 20 years late, 30 years later. Mm-hmm. So they started looking at the historical pictures of those buildings on Main Street. Every one of those modern facades came off, and they rebuilt the front of those buildings like they
were back in the
late 1800s.
Wow.
You know, and it is beautiful.
There's a lot of stories around the nation with that same same thing happening.
Yeah.
Over our state, there's... during our conferences, we find out like every time that someone renews or covers, they end up tearing it down and bringing it to the historic. Yeah,
they have a lien, so they got to take that facade off. And then they look at that and go, "Why did you cover that?"
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, we can fix that and make it look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's amazing because on some of those buildings, they were able to put in the newer style windows.
Yep.
But make them look like the original windows.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what was cool. So, yeah, if we can keep that down there looking like it was back when it was originally built, that'd be great.
Yes.
You know, so now you do a lot of events planning and stuff. So are you the one that actually plans these events that we bring up, Claudia, that we have here, the Rockabilly and different things like that?
I'm one of them. I always have my skin on it, but like for Rockabilly, Claudia Powell is the lead. Yeah. And then for Atomicon, Melissa Wilde is the lead.
Okay.
And my baby, I could say that it's Christmas on Main Street, but I have an army behind me.
Yeah.
I don't do it alone. Nobody
you
can do it.
You gotta have
alone.
An army behind you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like, we have a great volunteer group that, oh my God, yeah, nobody can do this alone for any of the events. We always work together with some amazing people, and definitely with our volunteers, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You know, and in those events, all of them, what I really enjoy when I go down to them or if I'm working them, the street musicians.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is great. Yeah. One of them I get to heckle because I know him real well, Michael Gutierrez.
So, oh, yeah.
And I walk, it was the one before Christmas on Main Street. Forget which one.
Rockabilly.
Yeah. So I walk by. Michael sees me. He stops mid-song and goes, "What?" I said, "I was going to wait till you were done." He picks right back up and goes. Michael is hilarious. I like him.
Yeah.
He's Rosewater Blues.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy. And the Flickinger Center really gets behind that. I mean, they do a Heritage Days.
Yes.
They have their Heritage Festival August 19th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely they're August 19th. And they're getting ready to even bring it and make it bigger than last year.
Yeah. Yeah. And this time they've got... they've actually got some tribal members coming down to do traditional dancing.
Wow.
Which they weren't able to get last year, and this year they were able to do it. So I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
Super excited.
This, the heritage of Alamogordo, I think, you know, a lot of us that come from other parts of the country that come down here to retire. yeah, I'm still working. But, you know, we hear about, you know, the aerospace industry, you know, how Alamogordo played a role in that. But we hear about the Eddy brothers and how they built Alamogordo. But then we get here and we find out that we've got a reservation up here real close.
Yep.
You know, and how much the Native Americans played in the role of Alamogordo.
Yep.
The Hispanics played in the role of Alamogordo, as well as everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The heritage of Alamogordo is rich.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's so rich.
Yeah.
It's so rich. We have 3-hour working meetings to work towards our arts and cultural district.
Wow.
Because
yeah.
of that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to be the cool thing is the arts and cultural district. Explain that a little bit, Claudia.
I'll let
it. Yeah.
You'll let Nolan do that? Okay. Nolan, explain that.
I'm the project manager. So an arts and cultural, it's actually a designation that you get through the state.
Mm-hmm.
So New Mexico Arts decides if you're going to qualify as an arts and cultural district. So you actually have to do quite a lot of work on the front end to develop your application package to then apply for that designation.
Yeah.
If we get that designation, it opens up a lot of opportunities for us. Some of them are doubling our historic tax credits, not just on commercial buildings in our district, but also on residential buildings in the district. So that's great. Free advertising. So you get put on a list and you get showcased, not just locally, but statewide and even nationally.
New Mexico True and so forth like that.
Yep. And so you automatically get some like national advertising, which is huge for our community. And then in addition to that, it opens up opportunities for, say, using certain funding avenues. I don't want to get too technical, but there are funding avenues we can't touch right now that we could touch if we had that designation.
Right.
It's about a 2-year process mm-hmm. between doing all the front end work to develop your application, putting it in, and getting your designation. So we've got a committee working on that. We're working with a state specialist to help us put all that together. This includes a culture plan that we'll have to put together, because they want to make sure that when we call ourselves a cultural district, that we are actually honoring the different cultures within our community. So that's a $50,000 price tag just to get that legitimate cultural plan put together.
Right.
So this is like it's a big undertaking. We've been doing monthly meetings that run anywhere from 2 to 3.5 hours. And part of that meeting is to look at the demographics of your community. Mm-hmm. And our specialist, who's done this all over the state, okay, literally kind of told us, well, I've never had so many demographics in one community.
Yeah.
And she's worked with places like Albuquerque and stuff like that. And so when she told us that, she was like, you know, figuring out how to communicate and get all the different parties represented and everything else, this is going to be a challenge for us in our community because we have such a wide array of sorts of folks in our town, which is beautiful, but also poses its own challenges as well. But I mean, it was kind of a really cool, let's see on paper, really just how diverse we are here in Alamogordo.
Yeah,
you know,
she told us that normally is like 3 to 4 demographics, and we have 8.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we blew it out of the park.
Wow.
Yeah.
8 different ones to represent.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we're ready.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So when we get this designation, we'll see some changes on Main Street. Or what are we going to be looking at? Cultural centers, art centers, museums, stuff like that?
Yeah. So the focus is economic, creative economy, mm-hmm. right? So if you actually look at what a creative economy is, it spans, I mean, almost anything could fall into creative economy, right? I mean, even like tech and computer stuff can fall into creative economy. So some of the things, the way it works, right, is we have these meetings, and we generate ideas, and then we pick the cheapest, fastest way to test what we think the community would respond to, what they want, what they need. And then we do a test of it. If it looks like it's awesome and we do have the community's interest and buy-in, then we move on to phase 2, which is, okay, how do we make this a more permanent fixture downtown? So some of the ideas have been, people want more dancing, they want more nightlife. Some of the things are like interactive art pieces, children, youth, young adult art programming downtown, partnering with the library in some way to get a satellite spot down there. So we're bringing in the library and all of their resources into the district. So it could be a wide array of things. And so right now what we're doing is we're really trying to pin down, okay, what are a couple of the projects or programs that we want to start trying out, test running to make more permanent fixtures.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, folks, this is a fast half hour here. And I've learned so much from you. I figure Alamogordo Main Street, well, you put on events and you make people happy and away you go.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And we're going to find out more every second Monday at this time.
Yep, yep. We'll be here.
You guys are going to come back and you're going to teach this old guy more about Alamogordo yes. Main Street, right?
Yes, right.
We have events, but we don't do events.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, well, the next event coming up, Claudia, is going to be when?
Well, the Downtown Nights are every first Friday.
Okay.
And then Crazy Days is going to be May 6th, and the Downtown Vintage Carnival is May 13th with the celebration of the 125th anniversary from the Tularosa Basin Historical Society and Blush Beauty Bar with the Succulent Bar. So definitely a busy summer.
Yeah. All right. It sounds like it's going to be, make sure we get all that information so we can help promote it. Thank you so much, Nolan.
Thank you.
Claudia.
Thank you.
I'm going to enjoy having you guys in on the second Monday of each month.
It'll be fun.
I'm learning something. Dog learning new stuff. So, hey, thanks for joining me for the Up, Up, and Awake show.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.